With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Former President Trump is framing the 2024 election as a fight between communism and freedom. While speaking to the National Guard Association in Detroit on Monday, former President Trump said Kamala Harris wants Soviet-style price controls, which she's referring to as price gouging, endless wars, open borders, and voting rights for illegal immigrants. Jack Smith is not letting it go.
A federal judge threw out the case last month after concluding that Jack Smith's appointment as special counsel was unconstitutional. The appeal is the latest development in a prosecution that has been derailed by delays and ultimately the dismissal. It's unclear how long it will take for the appeals court to decide the matter, but even if it overturns the case and revives the prosecution, there's no chance of a trial before the November presidential election. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, members of a House task force were in Pennsylvania on Monday, walking the grounds at the site of last month's assassination attempt on former President Trump. A final report from the force expected by December. Legal wrangling in Georgia involving the state election board continues.
Georgia's Democratic Party is suing to block two recent rules adopted by the state election board, arguing that the rules could be used by county officials to refuse to certify an election, and that the rules are too broad and violate a state law that makes certification a mandatory duty. The Georgia State Election Board is now dominated by allies of former President Donald Trump. That has alarmed Democrats and voting rights activists, who say a once sleepy board is now a direct tool of Trump. Pro-Trump Republicans argue that the rules just reinforce a county election board's existing duty to thoroughly examine election results. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
This is SRN News. Many Americans have friends of other faiths.
According to a new poll from the Pew Research Center, 61% of the general population has at least a few friends who follow different religions. That includes 51% of evangelical Protestants, 67% of mainline Protestants, 59% of Catholics, and 41% of black Protestants. Most Americans don't talk about religion with their friends, however. Less than one-third say they ever bring it up. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Arkansas Supreme Court upheld the state's rejection of petitions in favor of putting an abortion initiative on the November ballot. The ruling dashes the hopes of abortion advocates to have voters decide the issue. Petition organizers submitted more than 100,000 signatures, but election officials said the group did not comply because documentation for paid signature gatherers was submitted separately. This is SRN News. Sensors can now read your sweat and predict overheating. More from correspondent Ron Taylor.
As global temperatures rise and summer months bring record high temperatures, employers are exploring wearable technologies to keep workers safe. A new crop of devices collect biometric data to estimate signs of heat stress and prompt workers to take a break before their health deteriorates. The devices, which were originally developed for athletes, firefighters, and military personnel, are gaining in popularity at a time when the Atlantic Council estimates the U.S. could lose approximately $100 billion annually from heat-induced lost labor productivity. But there are concerns about how the collected medical data will be protected and utilized. Some labor groups worry managers could use the data to penalize employees for taking needed breaks. Ron Taylor reporting.
Red Lobster is set to close another 23 restaurants nationwide at the end of the month. More details at srnnews.com.